Then he came back. They asked if he wanted to stay in Japan. He says, no, he'd rather return and start up business again. So that's how he cut it shorter. Some others remained there for years.
Before you were saying, before the war, you were in Japan.
I was there to study. After college, I went there, and I was spending my second year, almost my second, end of the second year, when they asked that we return. And so when I finally got a boat to give me passage, that ship was one of the last ones to unload its passengers here in San Pedro. The one right after that ship had to turn around and go back. So I was just lucky.
Why did they have to turn around and go back?
Well, they weren't accepting any more passengers to...
From Japan?
From Japan. Well, even if we were niece anyone, they all went back to Japan, and so...
I mean, any boat coming from Japan was not accepted, no matter who was on it.
That's right. And so they had to turn right around and go back, and those friends of mine that were on that ship had to spend their lives in Japan during the war.
Did you, so you knew people?
Oh, yes.
Did you correspond?
Oh, no, there was no correspondence whatsoever. Even to the servicemen, it had to be all APO. We didn't know where Art was during the whole time he was serving.
Wow. Did you worry about him a lot?
Oh, yes. We kept busy with, in that, in Minnesota. I first worked in the flower shop and then went to the University of Minnesota, and they had what they call the ASTP program, the Army Specialized Training Program, for the Caucasian soldiers that were able to study the military intelligence for overseas training. And so my little Japanese came in handy. I was over there in school teaching basic Japanese language.
To the intelligence?
Yes. Uh-huh. And during that time, we had little Arthur Jr. Was born while Art was away. And by that time, Mom and Dad had been permitted to come out of camp. They were releasing a lot more of the people there, and so they came out to Minneapolis to stay and watch little Arthur. And so we were once again together.
And you were in Minnesota, is that because...
He was serving.
Oh, that's where he was posted,
yes.
This is where he was stationed.
And, after Illinois, it was Camp Savage, which was one of the military intelligence bases. And it was right outside of Minneapolis.
So when he left to go overseas, then did you stay in Minnesota?
Yes, we stayed until after the war. When he came back, he decided we should all come back here.
Had Art ever been to L.A.? Did he have connections here?
Well, he was actually born here.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So then, after the war, what were the first things that you did when you came to L.A.?
Since we didn't have a place to go to, the church accepted the families that didn't have a home, and we slept in the church rectory. And as crowded as it was heavenly. You know, just to be there, to have a roof over our heads. And when we did find a little place, why, we were able to continue and get along with our business of growing flowers again.
Which church was this?
The same, St. Mary's Episcopal Church.
When you came back during that time, it had been at least 3 years since you had been here. Was that a happy time? Were you seeing families that you hadn't seen during the whole war?
Oh, yes.
What was that like?
It was a very time of revival. Actually, the families were back in church trying to work as hard as they could to bring up the membership. We had different functions there, little dinners and suppers and different programs that brought people together. And in our own little way, we all helped, and we still do.
Are you still a member, active member? What kinds of jobs, how did the Japanese Americans who were coming back after the war, what opportunities were there? How did people rebuild and after losing homes, property?
Well, it's hard to say, but I'm sure that many of them went back into the same profession or same businesses that they had before. And if it weren't for the little Tokyo area, they may have gone into other areas, outlying areas like Gardena, which is quite populated with an Asian group. And so here again, we find that the churches and schools have a lot to do with that, people congregating in their own areas and building up and growing the families that have grown around the church. I think is one of the reasons that they were there in that community.
I want to back up a little bit and ask about your experience of going to college.
Here or there?
Well, your whole college experience. Where did you first go to college?
Well, over here in those days, it was L.A. Junior College.
L.A. City?
LCC. Uh-huh. And I spent a couple of years there, and then the family decided to see Grandpa in Japan, who was ill, so the whole family went in 1939, and I decided that it would be nice for me to just stay there and go into school for a couple of years. And so...
Which city were you in?
In Tokyo.
And how long was your family gone? How did they leave the business to be able to go to Japan?
They had other help, and in those days it wasn't like a retail store where you had to be on hand. We had very capable outdoor ranch hands that continued while we were gone, while they were back there, which wasn't too long a period. And then, of course, they had to send me all sorts of things since I had not really planned to go with the idea that I should pack to stay for another 2 years. But there was a good school in Tokyo, and I had heard of it, and I met some of the people that were there, and they said, well, why don't you just stay? And I'm sure they have an opening, so that's how it started.
Was this the first time you had been to Japan?
Yes, that was the first.
What do you remember? How did you feel? What was that experience like?
To me, it was a wonderful challenge to be able to... It was an international section. It wasn't the regular school. I would have never made it otherwise, because it's very, very hard to stay in competition. But they had this international division, which had different grades, and it was wonderful because the people from all over America attended in that section. Not only America, we had people from, in those days it was Manchuria and China, Brazil, and parts of Southern California, well, into the desert communities like Imperial Valley and towards Palo Alto and all the way to Sacramento. It was a well-known school, and I had heard of it, and I thought it might be a wonderful opportunity.
So the other students, many were Nisei as well?
Yes, they were Niseis.
So that was common, if you were Issei, to want your child to return to Japan, to go to Japan and receive an education there?
Most definitely.
Yeah, sure that was a highly valued.
Yes.
What were you studying?
Oh, it was not only books, but it also included, over the weekends, I had so much time that I decided to fill in with flower arrangement classes and the Japanese tea ceremony and silk painting and calligraphy. There was a lot there to learn, which was not covered during the course of the regular everyday.
Were these traditional arts? Did you learn them here in the United States? Did you have some familiarity already, or
Not at all.
What was your favorite part?
Well, I would say that I've always liked the silk painting, and it was wonderful relaxation.
Did you continue?
I wanted to when I came back, but no, it didn't work out that way at all, as you get so busy here in your own lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It was impossible to do any painting.
What about the flower arranging?
Flower arrangement has been a wonderful influence because as we went into business, I found that the basic lines were always important to follow, even with the type of arrangements that we have here.
So that was sort of an aesthetic influence in your business, your florist business?
Yes.
Do people ever request a traditional Japanese flower arrangement?
Yes and no. We have very few that could use the traditional Japanese arrangement. They like the lines, but we do have to add to it because the homes in America need a little more than a few flowers that we have used over there. It's so customary to not overdo an arrangement. And here, it's not quite enough.
And different values.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you incorporated any of the Japanese plants into your flower business?
Oh, you're referring to bonsai, probably.
Yeah.
We have them in the shop because we do have certain clients that request it. But they're very difficult to take care of. So only the very interested will order them, and we get them on special requests.
I see. Going back to your college days, what were your ambitions? What did you want? What did you want to study, and what did you want to do?
I think primarily, if we were able to read most everything, which is really almost impossible because, as you know, there are thousands of characters. However, since the war, they have made these, they're very complicated to read, so they have made it much easier in another form, much easier for us to read. And if we could just pick up a few every day, what we call kanjis, and the more, what is the word I want? To be able to just pick up the newspaper or any magazine and be able to make sense, that was, I think, the foremost. But, of course, with the interruption, it was just a very minor part that I was able to achieve.
Mm-hmm. But for, in terms of the degree that you were going for?
No.
Did you have a major?
No, or because it was an international division. We did get our diplomas, but it really was not exactly like a college degree. But I'm very glad that I had the opportunity, because that school now is recognized as one of the better educational facilities.
And before that time, did you know Japanese?
Very, very little. Very. We had Japanese schools here that we attended after our regular schools, but it was only for 1 hour. After the school ended here, the bus or our parents would provide transportation to the Japanese school and then come after us. It was only 1 hour, but this went on every day during the week.
Every day?
It was very hard for them, I'm sure, because just to taxi us back and forth.
Where was it?
And at first they had buses. It was in Hollywood, and they had one in every district that had a large part of the community in Japanese Americans that wanted to study. The schools were set up in different areas, enough so that everyone, all the parents that wanted to send their children, it was just one of the things that they did.
What was the name of your school?
Hollywood Japanese School.
Did all of the children of the Issei go to Japanese school?
Many of them.
Very.
Even now.
Mm-hmm.
They still have them.
I see. What were your family's expectations for you, in terms of, what were their hopes or aspirations for you and also for your brothers?
Well, I think education was on top of the list. And until the war broke out, we went as far as we could. And then after that, after camp, and after coming out of camp, it was back into the flower business. But one of my brothers decided he's going to be in the garage business, and so he never did stay much in the fields or help with the production. His garage is still there on Hillhurst, and his boys are running it.
That's an auto mechanic?
Yes.
And did you continue going to college then in Minnesota? Did you say that?
No, that was just during that period when I was able to help with the Japanese language in the ASTP program.
So when you and your husband and your young son moved back to Los Angeles, and then you decided to go back into the flower business?
Yes.
So then, is that sort of when the business became your nuclear family's business? It was really a different place or a different business than what had existed previously with your mother's family.
It wasn't different.
And your parents.
It was just getting started and starting all over again. But we managed to do as well or better. And now that we have our retail store, we're very proud of what we have built up.
When did you open a retail store?
The retail store, as when we were on Los Feliz, right below the hills where we grew the flowers, we had a little stand. And it was enough to house a little refrigerator, and people would come by when they saw the fields of flowers. It was one of the landmarks of Los Angeles. And they'd pick up bunches of flowers mainly, not arranged in those days. But as we, in the late 60s, well, late 70s, I guess late, in 1961, when we built the store that we are in now, it was an entirely different type of business. Everything was all arranged, mainly for deliveries. We didn't have as many people coming by as we did before, because that was a pickup, cash and carry type of business, which we don't have too much of now.
And where is your store and what is it called?
Flower View Gardens is on Western Avenue, the northern end, in Hollywood. And we built it in 61, and it is one of the larger stores in Los Angeles.
What is your specialty? Is it mostly cut flowers, or do you have is it a full nursery?
We don't have a nursery. It's mainly cut flowers, arrangements, designs, suited for all occasions.
Are you still in the growing business?
No, we haven't grown since we gave up the ranch.
And that was in the 60s?
Right.
So you really changed businesses again. I mean, it was very different.
Well, it's a lot. Growing and cut flower sales as bunch flowers is completely different from what we do now as a professional florist. And then, of course, we have the wire service. We have. We're associated with florists all around the world. We could send, just by putting it on computer, we're able to reach Russia or China or any place in the world and have them delivered.
I see. How many children do you have?
We just have the one son right now. We lost the older brother, but he's running the store now.
So it's the third generation of fourth.
Yes, and we do serve many of the third generation families.
That's a long time for a family business.
Yes, it is.
How would you say the experience for? Your parents, who were Issei, but almost really Nisei, your generation, and then your son's generation. What kinds of differences are there in your own family?
I can't say that there's a lot of little things that might be different nature, but from one generation to the other, if we're in the same line of work, I would say that it's hard to, I think it's a little harder to maintain a business nowadays than it was before. Things are much simpler. And as you know, the taxes and insurance and so forth have changed, so that alone, the paperwork is humongous now.
And you still go every day to the store?
Well, I go in because I find it more pleasure being there than not doing anything when I know that help is needed.
What do you do when you go to the store?
Well, I overlook the sales department. And I have special clients that I look after. And I find it a pleasure to go in, just talk to them.
Do you ever do any of the flower arranging?
I don't have to if there's a need, why I'm in there, but we have many talented designers.
Do you train them, or do they come? I mean, how does one become a flower designer?
Well, if they don't know our style, we do help them, and our clients know what type of work we do, and so if we have designers coming in, we ask them to change their ways just a little so that it's more fitting for our kind of business.
I see. Let's see. Have you been involved in politics?
No, not really.
And we talked a little bit about the church and the activity at the church. Were there other important Japanese-American organizations?
Well, I think since its inception, the JACL has been one that we have always been associated with. My husband has helped a lot, and especially during the period when the Issei needed help in becoming naturalized. He was in there. Actually, he served as president of the Hollywood chapter for a while. And other than that, we've been members of the Japan American Society, but as our needs for our own industry meetings and so forth has taken up so much time, we have to support all these organizations, but we don't necessarily attend the meetings, and there's just too much going on.
Understandably. Did you or people you know face racial prejudice?
Yes, of course, Art has related a few instances while he was in the service. But generally, we have found it very comfortable. We haven't had any bad instances. As far as our family is concerned, we're very fortunate.
And what about people you know? What kinds of experiences have been common?
Well, I think that there's so many isolated cases that you hear of, and of course they're in the papers, you read about them, and then we find that some of those are people that we've known, but very rarely. There's always a few there that we have known for some time, but I guess you have to call them activists, and they do get into some of these cases where you just don't know until it happens, because you think that they're just the same on the same level as you as far as things of this nature, but when it happens, you find out that their thinking is quite different.
How about, have there been restrictive laws that affected you or your family, like in the early days, in terms of owning land or segregation, anything like that?
Well, way back in 1924, when they had the land law that restricted any Japanese alien to own property, my husband's family, well, my husband's father actually came into this country at an early age, and he decided he wanted to go into Mexico so that he could build a colony there, and tried for years to get families to together so that they could go down there. And to make the story short, he took...
You don't have to.
he took his family and the three brothers and his mother and father went down into a very remote part of Mexico, and they were able to get land, and some other families went, but eventually they all came back, and his family stayed, and he stayed there 10 years, and so he was able to speak the language. He still speaks it fluently, but it wasn't successful only because of the revolution down there.
Wow. So what about what year? This is in the teens?
He was
or the
6 years old. And when he came back, he was 16. He was down there 10 years. And then, so he started learning English at that age.
Wow. So his first language was...
His first language at that time was Spanish.
Uh-huh.
And now, of course, he speaks Japanese and English.
And Spanish.
And Spanish.
Did others also go to Mexico so that, because you could own land there?
Well, there were families, but uh-huh. they just couldn't stay there any length of time. Very hard life to even think about when you think of all the, you know, the years that they've spent here, and then go back into a remote part of the country where they don't know the language. It was impossible, so I understand they came back here very shortly.
What have been the most important events in your life?
Well, the fact that Art finally became successful enough and was in the floral business, he worked his way up. And when it became time, he threw his hat in to become vice president of FTD, Florist Trans World Delivery, which is a wire service. And he won by a very narrow margin. And when he served as vice president, then you become president. Of course, that took him all over the country for meetings in every area. And he was away from home. He was traveling 270 days out of the year he was away, and but it took him to different areas, and then I was able to join in a lot of the travels, meet all these wonderful florists out there. And then when he became president, it continued, and then after that he served on the national board, and so then the international was even more exciting. It took us into different countries, Canada, and then into Scotland and Copenhagen and Hong Kong and can't even remember all the places. But he's just been traveling. It just ended last year. All of this just came to an end when he finally finished his work as being the on the board of the International Interflora, is what they call the organization. And so we're kind of on our own right now. If we want to travel, we don't have to worry about business meetings all over the country.
So there's more free time?
A little more free time. Of course, he has a lot of... So we try to spend our time... He loves golf. And so what little I do, I join in and have a condo in Palm Springs. And so we find it a great pleasure after all the work.
During the times he was gone a lot, the 200 days a year plus, what would you do? Would you?
I was in the store. Our family was committed because it was a great honor to have a president in FTD from our own family, and it took a lot of commitment. We carried on.
What would you say your greatest successes would be in your life?
Well, I would say that was his highlight, is right there.
Yeah.
That period of time that he served.
What about disappointments?
Oh, I'm sure there were many, but nothing that would break up the family or business. There's always that, I'm sure.
And who have been your role models?
Who has been role models? I can't even say. I never thought of.
I know it's a hard question because I'm thinking, well, if somebody asked me that, I'm not sure what I would say.
Well, now that we belong as a roster member to this Executive Women's International, EWI, we meet with 100 members of different firms in Los Angeles. It's like the top 100 members. And we meet once a month, and it's really invigorating. It's one of the, I think, prestigious things that have happened to us, because our shop is the roster member, and then I'm the rep for the shop, and it's non-competitive, so we don't have we're the only florists now, and then we have different professionals from all over the city. Is a chapter that is quite strong. And I look up to all these women that, well, they claim that they couldn't do it, but when they run as president, chairman of this group, it just makes you think of all these successful people that are in government or anywhere else that you feel, you talk about a role model. The women in our group are just tremendous. And their goals are really high. And it's wonderful to be part of such an organization.
What was your experience during the riots last year?
It was quite frightening, because as we watched it on television, you think, oh, it's further down south. But as it crept up, it came right into our neighborhood. We were only within a half a block of a dry cleaning establishment that was broken into.
The store on Western, right?
The store on Western, and then the thrifty drugstore was raided. And here we're only a few doors down, so we're very fortunate that we didn't have anything happen to us.
Oh, and let's see. How has the city changed during your lifetime? And how has it stayed the same?
I would say that the changes are so much greater than you can even imagine. It was such a quiet neighborhood. Like I said before, it was wonderful to be living in that part of Hollywood. Now that we have many hundreds and thousands of immigrants from all over the world, the climate has changed drastically in our neighborhood where the shop is. And it's hard to define. But I think we too, as citizens, have to learn the cultures of all these other people that are here. However, it's very hard to do that because it's so completely different. They're from different, well, for instance, the Asian community. We have the Thailand group, the Cambodians, the Vietnamese, of course, mainland China. There's a few in our area, Taiwanese. And then of course on the other hand we have the Latino group, and then from the Middle East we have many Armenians, and I can't even begin to tell you what nationalities are all in there, but we have a tremendous number. And I'm sure that they're increasing every day. And it's hard to understand their culture. But I'm sure as citizens, it's up to us to learn. And as business people, we do have that, we're confronted with many of these problems because we don't know. But I think in time, I hope in time, we'll be able to understand each other a little better.
How has the Japanese-American community changed or stayed the same in your experience?
I would say that it's status quo. I think as a race, they're... Of course, there's activists in any group, but maybe it's not quite as violent, or we don't see it as much that way.
But in terms of the families that have lived in LA for a long time, and sort of the central organizations or parts of town or churches or... those kinds of community experiences, has that stayed the same or has that changed?
Well, as a group, I think that they are doing their best to keep it about the same ratio. Of course, the membership has changed quite a bit. I know that our own little church has many, many nationalities now that we try to help that we've never had before.
Was your church pretty much, was it exclusively Japanese American in the early days?
Yes.
Were there other important churches in the community that you remember?
Important meaning?
For Japanese Americans.
Oh, yes. There were many communities with their
own churches.
Yes.
Okay. And then just one last question is about now and what your plans are for the future.
Well, we're ready to retire whenever. And hopefully when we feel that we have been taking a lot more days and traveling, so it's a pleasure to come back and be able to help in our store. So we haven't fully retired. And I don't know whether I would be happy away from there. Like I said, it's always been an enjoyment just to be there and help.
Is there anything else you'd like to add? Maybe something I left out or that didn't come up?
I think you've covered quite a bit.
I'm worn you out.
I don't know whether I've given the kinds of answers that you're looking for.
You were just great. Thank you very much.